Welcome back to News Talk 580, 105.9 KMJ. I'm Mark Capitan, and this is Brothers-in-Law. And today we're sitting here with Mike Reynolds, the creator of Three Strikes. Mike, we had just been here on Election Day in our last segment, and the voters passed it. The legislature passed their own. And what was the effect of all that?
Well, nothing happens overnight. But with this in mind, this is at a time when California crime rates were at their very highest peak ever recorded, which again was one of those coincidental things that just happened to line up. Within 3 to 4 years, it was projected that California prison populations would reach 250,000 inmates. It was projected it would do nothing to lower crime, and it all the projections were very, very negative. What in fact happened is California crime rates dropped in half within a four-year period. And while crime or populations of our prison increased a little, they went from 135,000 to about 170,000. They remained at that number for the better part of 12, 15 years. Right. And it was the first time we've ever had flat or even prison populations. So instead of 250,000, we locked in at about 170,000.
But the extra 20,000, conceivably under your bill and under mm-hmm. Three Strikes, were people that were repeat offenders that if you're going to lock them up for life, it's because of their past history of recidivism.
Yes, I mean, this is something that they made the conscious choice.
Right.
If you want to talk about laws, think about the laws of nature. If you step off the top of a high building or fall off of a ladder, you know exactly what the law of nature is going to be.
Right.
There has to be a degree of certainty, meaning you have to be willing to carry these out. Otherwise, they mean nothing. And the fact that they were being carried out, it really sent a signal through the criminal element of California that they've got to stop doing crime. The one thing that we never knew is a person who was not murdered. I mean, it's a
right.
But the one thing we did know is many a criminal has approached us and said, "You have saved my life." Or I even had a next door neighbor that said, "You know what? He was in the process of moving out. I never told you this before, but you saved the life of my brother." And going, "How did I do that?" You know,
right. So
he was a repeat criminal on his way to the joint forever. And when this Three Strikes law came out, he changed his life. He has turned it around, and he has seen the light. And I can't tell you how many times that has occurred.
I had been practicing for about 3 years at the time, and it was significant. People, all they talked about in the courthouses was that, and all the defendants talked about was, "Am I facing three strikes?" It had a dramatic effect on the psyche of the potential criminals out there. I hate to put it that way, but of whether a person was going to choose to commit that additional crime. Once they did commit the additional crime, they came in and were scared as heck, because back then, even a shoplifting charge or something that was somewhat minor, because you guys included even misdemeanors, a person, if they had two prior strikes, were eligible for three strikes. Now, I saw you
yeah,
tilt your head a little bit, and I know that the difference was that if it is a shoplifting where they had priors back then, it was a felony, and therefore that now qualified to be three strikes.
Well, you're talking about what's called a wobbler felony,
right?
And you're the attorney, not me. But they basically there's three types of felonies.
Right.
And you've got your violent felony, serious felony, and then your garden variety felony. And you did have to have two either violent or serious. Priors. But once you've had violent and serious are pretty, you know, you take a look at the list and they're pretty nasty crimes.
Right.
But even at that third felony, that felony that you're saying could have been a misdemeanor and it was, say, perhaps charged as a felony, still had the overriding jurisdiction of two important entities. And that's the prosecutor had the right to charge you or not, depending on how bad those prior serious and violence were,
right.
But also a judge. Judge was allowed to what's called strike priors.
Well, initially that wasn't the case.
No.
Initially, a judge used to tell us that they didn't have the discretion, and then there was case law that came out that basically provided the discretion to the
judge.
That's
the Romero decision came out after the first year, right. And that's fine. I mean, okay, but
and I think that was the right move. I think to give the judges discretion. Now, unfortunately, we have a lot of liberal judges that the discretion was always used. You know,
and there you go. That's its own set of problems. But what you have to ask yourself is how many of those people that went out and then committed horrendous crimes on top of the three strikes they already had in place, what kind of a signal does that send through your society?
So in hindsight, now we're giving the judges discretion. In hindsight, is there anything regarding the initial legislation that you guys passed? It was very, very difficult, very harsh. I actually agreed with it. I know I'm a defense attorney, but I actually agreed with the three strikes. I think that cookie jar analogy, maybe the fact that my dad was a Marine or something to that effect, but I agreed with it. But is there something that you felt after it was being attacked with the Romero decision, et cetera, that you felt, gee, maybe we shouldn't have done this, maybe we should not have done this? Is there something that you think may have been a bit overreaching?
This is how law works, and from an outside observer. You go in asking for a bucketful, and you're lucky to get a thimbleful when you actually get down to how something is applied.
Right.
I've never seen it fail. And we went in with our bucket full, and we still got a good glass full. And it was very, very effective. What is unfortunate is, and excuse my voice, what's unfortunate is every once in a while in society, we actually find something that works.
Right.
And we cannot wait to dismantle it and dispose of it. We can't have it for some reason.
Well, and I think that is the natural ebb and flow of being tough on crime, being soft on crime, et cetera. Yeah. But there were attacks right from the very beginning. I know I brought a motion to strike a prior very, very early on. And it was a very unique situation. And as I said, I agreed with all of the three strikes, Bill, but I disagreed with one thing, and that I had a client that on, Halloween, had gone out and he had carjacked, along with a bunch of friends, a person in a car that had a passenger. So soon after his 18th birthday, he carjacked a person and the passenger on Halloween night, and that was his one and only crime. And while he was in custody for those charges, two charges, because there were two victims, he committed, they had said that he had taken marijuana from one jail to the other, basically. And before he had gotten out, they were charging him. And I said, well, wait a minute, if this is a revolving door, if you're supposed to commit an offense, be punished, get out, commit another offense, be punished and get out, and then commit a third offense, then you're eligible. This didn't seem to fit in with that. So I don't know if you would agree with something like that, if you thought in hindsight there were some things that may need to be changed.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you what you're kind of referring to is the commission of a series of felonies all through the same act, and can they individually be charged as strikes?
Right.
Originally we took that into consideration, and very frankly, the California District Attorneys Association got a Supreme Court ruling saying, yes, we can charge the multiples all as strikes.
You know, that is fascinating now to hear this many years later. This had to have been 23 years ago that I brought that motion, for you to say, because I just figured maybe they just didn't think about it. And for you to say that, yes, and the Prosecutors Association was the one that recommended that we do it this way, was sort of almost a closure for me to have it come from your lips.
The crime you just described,
right.
The carjacking is considered a robbery and probably an armed robbery because it was,
correct.
The fact that he had two passengers in there, that's kidnapping.
Right.
So you got two counts of kidnapping and an armed robbery.
Yeah. You are passionate about it. I can see you
that's
are passionate.
That's what it was.
Yeah. We never found out. The gentleman actually, he took off to another state because he was so afraid of the three strikes, Bill, like you said, that he got the heck out of here, and I don't know whatever happened to that gentleman. So I'm Mark Capitan. This is Brothers in Law. We'll see you right back.